Proverbs chapter 23. When you sit to eat with a ruler, consider diligently what is before you, and put a knife to your throat, if you are a man given to appetite. Do not covet his dainties, because they are deceitful meat. Do not labor to be rich, cease from your own wisdom. Will you set your eyes upon that which is not? Because riches certainly make themselves wings, they fly away as an eagle towards heaven. Do not eat the bread of him who has an evil eye, neither desire his dainty meats. Because as he thinks in his heart, so he is. Eat and drink, he says to you, but his heart is not with you. The morsel which you have eaten you shall vomit up, and lose your sweet words. Do not speak in the ears of a fool, because he will despise the wisdom of your words. Do not remove the old landmark, and do not enter into the fields of the fatherless, because their Redeemer is mighty. He will plead their cause with you. Apply your heart to instruction, and your ears to the words of knowledge. Do not withhold correction from the child, because if you beat him with the rod, he will not die. You will beat him with the rod, and will deliver his soul from hell. My son, if your heart is wise, my heart will rejoice, even mine. Yes, my reins, heart, will rejoice, when your lips speak right things. Do not let your heart envy sinners, but be in the fear, reverence of the Lord, Jehovah, all the day long. Because surely there is an end, and your hope will not be cut off. Listen, my son, and be wise, and guide your heart in the way. Do not be among drunkards, among riotous eaters of food, gluttons. Because the drunkard and the glutton will come to poverty, and drowsiness will clothe a man with rags. Listen to your father who fathered you, and do not despise your mother when she is old. Buy the truth, and do not sell it. Also wisdom, and instruction, and understanding. The father of the righteous will greatly rejoice, and he who fathers a wise child will have his joy. Your father and your mother will be glad, and she who bore you will rejoice. My son, give me your heart, and let your eyes observe my ways. Because a prostitute is a deep ditch, and a strange woman, prostitute, unbeliever, is a narrow pit. She also lies in wait as for a prey, and increases the sinners among men. Who has woe? Who has sorrow? Who has contentions? Who has babbling? Who has wounds without cause? Who has redness of eyes? Those who tarry long at the wine, those who go to seek mixed wine. Do not look upon the wine when it is red, when it gives its color in the cup, when it goes down smoothly. At the last it bites like a snake, and strikes like a viper. Your eyes will see strange women, and your heart will speak perverse things. Yes, you will be as he who lies down in the midst of the sea, or as he who lies upon the top of a mast. They have stricken me, you will say, and I was not sick. They have beaten me, and I did not feel it. When will I awake? I will seek it yet again.